This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story, breaking news on KSL News Radio. Gubernatorial candidate Phil Lyman's pick for lieutenant governor has been found ineligible to run for office. The decision from Judge Bates in court just moments ago. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has been at the hearing all afternoon. Here she walks us through today's arguments.
Bangetter's attorney claimed it was election interference because the colleagues of opposing candidate Deidre Henderson were the ones who rejected Bangetter's declaration of candidacy. But the district attorney's office argued that the elections department is an unbiased third party that would have been derelict of duty knowingly accepting the application of someone they knew was ineligible based on Utah's residency requirements. The law states a candidate must be a resident of Utah for 5 years next preceding the election, and while Bangetter spent 30-plus years here a long time ago, he only moved back from Idaho in 2021.
Lane Bangetter was found not eligible to be on the ballot because he hasn't lived in Utah for the 5 years immediately preceding the election. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis says the judge made his ruling because the language in the state constitution is clear.
That in order to be a candidate for lieutenant governor or the governor's position, the candidate must have lived in the state of Utah for the 5 years preceding the time that they file for office. And the judge has decided that means immediately preceding, as opposed to Lyman's interpretation was at any point in your life did you live in the state of Utah for 5 years preceding the election. It's the end of it in terms of this judge. So what this judge has decided is that Lyman asked for a restraining order. That is that the lieutenant governor has to put his lieutenant governor on the ballot. And this judge has said, you don't have to put him on the ballot because he's not qualified.
Phil Lyman is still running for governor. He just needs to find a new running mate. He could, of course, file an appeal to the Utah Supreme Court. At the Chad Daybell trial, an FBI agent was on the stand today, walking the jury through the discovery of Tylee Ryan's body in the backyard. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live outside the courthouse in Boise. Amy.
Jeff, there was a dramatic moment when FBI Special Agent Steve Daniels held up a pick and a shovel and showed them to the jury. He said they found those in the garage and they were likely used to bury Tylee. He also held up a chain necklace and a charm, saying they found these in and around a fire pit in the yard. And then a photo of Tylee wearing that exact necklace and charm were shown. Several photos were not shown to the public of Tylee's burial site, but the FBI agent did describe those that were shown to the jury, and Chad only glanced at his screen. One of the members of the jury continually shook her head. Reporting live in Boise, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
In a different case, their daughter is dead, and they are frustrated with the judge. The family of University of Idaho student Kaylee Goncalves has released a statement complaining about the case against Brian Koberger. They say it's become a hamster wheel of motions and delayed decisions. They're demanding the judge get tough and get on with it. There's still no date set for the quadruple murder trial. KSL News Time 5:03. Our top national story this hour, longtime Trump aide Hope Hicks was on the stand at the Trump hush money trial today.
I'm not sure he's closed his eyes once when Hope Hicks has been on the witness stand. As she described it, they were together all the time. She was one of his most loyal aides. When she walked into the courtroom, she did not appear to look at Trump, but his gaze certainly followed her to the witness stand. And right off the bat, she told prosecutors that she has not communicated with Trump since 2022.
ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky outside the courthouse. Hicks testified about the Access Hollywood tape, saying that Trump just considered it the way guys talk. Cinco de Mayo is coming Sunday. It is shrouded with misconception, thanks to years of commercialization. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera asked Utah's Latin community how they feel about it.
Let's start with the fact that no, it's not Mexican Independence Day. That's in September. I ran into Andrew Velasco inside Latino Mall on the west side of Salt Lake, who shared the sentiment many in his community do, that it's become a manufactured party holiday like St. Patrick's. But Velasco also sees it as a way to bring people into their culture.
While that's not something people of Mexican descent may necessarily do, it does create the discourse for larger conversation around understanding a culture you don't really understand.
The city of Puebla still hosts a parade and reenactment of their victory against the French army, the true origin of Cinco de Mayo. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
The heavier delays of I-15 in Utah County are on the northbound side tonight, and they go from University Parkway all the way up to 5th East American Fork. We've also had an accident reported at the exit ramp of I-15 at SR 92 Temp Highway out of traffic. And if you're still making your way southbound, I-15 in Weber County, it's still bogged down and slow. Those delays start prior to 31st Street and continue to Sunset. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:06. A new version of COVID has arrived in Utah. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla with details.
The new set of variants were picked up in wastewater surveillance. They're nicknamed FLIRT. The Utah Department of Health and Human Services says the variants are changing the spike proteins more effectively, making it easier to disguise themselves from antibodies and infecting other cells. The few confirmed samples in Utah are not showing any symptoms outside of the normal COVID symptoms. And so far, there are no signs it will cause another summer surge.
During last year's summer surge, the CDC reported hospitalizations went up as much as 12%. Hundreds of schools in Norway have banned cell phones in class. And from that action, we're now learning more about the effects of phones at school. Dr. Lee Richardson from the Brain Performance Center says, no surprise, these students in Norway have better mental health.
The study showed that there was actually a 60% reduction in the visits, psychological visits.
Since they banned cell phones in class, there's been a 46% decrease in middle school bullying. The Kilby Block Party Music Festival will be rocking the state fairgrounds next weekend. Nick Smith, managing director for SNS Presents, says despite being the fifth block party, this one is special.
And what makes Kilby Block Party special this year is it coincides with Kilby Court's 25th anniversary.
Smith says along with live music, the festival will have food, drinks, and a silent disco. Houston is bracing for possibly catastrophic flooding later tonight. Mayor John Whitmire says they're preparing every resource they have.
I want Houstonians to know that everyone is in place. Our first responders are here. You can see the resources and equipment that is prepared for peak levels.
They're getting a lot of rain. Local officials say 700 homes have already flooded in nearby Polk County. We have a storm on the way in Utah, but before that, sunshine.
Today's temperature is kind of cool, but we're going to jump into the 70s on Saturday. Mostly sunny, 77 for the high, and that 77 is going to come with south winds 20 to 25 miles an hour in the afternoon. It's the warm before a storm. Sunday, look for developing thunderstorms, valley rain, and mountain snow. This is another soaking storm. We're talking 3/4 inch to 1.25 inches of valley rain, 1 to 2 inches possible of bench snowfall, and the mountains get 8 to 16 inches. So because this storm is so cold, it has the potential to drive the snow levels back down onto some of our benches, and it stays unsettled with scattered rain showers on Monday and Tuesday, Jeff. Highs next week in the 50s with lows in the 30s.
Since it's going to be so cold, it reduces any flooding risk. That's KSL's Kevin Eubank. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
A new accident northbound I-15 in Midvale approaching 7200 South. Crews are blocking the left lane of traffic. So we have slow and going stop and go speeds from 4500 south now stretching through Draper. Northbound I-15 bogged down at the point up to Bangor Highway, but improving from there through Murray. It's still a little busy from 2100 south to downtown. And then we have a heavy and slow traffic southbound on the West Belt going from 12th North to I-80. Josh?
Still have unusual heavy delays southbound Bangor Highway from I-80 to California Avenue. You also hit more delays heading in that direction approaching 47th and 98th South. Down in Utah County, southbound I-15 delays have grown a little bit. They stretch from Pioneer Crossing American Fork down into Linden. On the northbound side, still got the same heavy delays from University Parkway Orem through Pleasant Grove. And University Avenue is getting busier in Provo between 300 South and University Parkway. Steve?
Still a bit thick on northbound 15 at 2300 North and also in Davis County at 5600 South. And Roy there at the exit through the construction. Southbound 15, still a tight ride between 31st Street in Ogden, rolling into Sunset. Southbound 215's West Side Belt also busy with slowdowns at 2300 north down to the I-80 ramps. Good speeds, though, on Legacy and Highway 89. Crews still working that crash with injuries with delays by the tracks line 10th West at North Temple in downtown. For over 30 years, Replenish Landscape delivers the finest compost for flower and vegetable gardens. Replenish is perfect to till into existing soil or top dressing, even for your lawn. Learn more at replenishcompost.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, we're looking at mostly sunny skies and temperatures in the upper 50s. We'll stay there for 6 and 7 o'clock, mid-50s for 8, low 50s for 9, and upper 40s for 10. Ultimate lows will be in the low 40s under mostly clear skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
55 in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 512 on World Press Freedom Day.
President Biden is marking World Press Freedom Day by noting the dangerous conditions journalists have faced over the last year and acknowledging the individuals being held abroad for simply doing their jobs. The president says in a statement, quote, journalism should not be a crime anywhere on earth. The president says in the coming weeks he'll take executive action in response to what he calls, quote, the global crackdown on press freedom, and says he'll declare it a grave threat to national security. The president says he'll authorize measures including sanctions and visa bans against those who take, quote, abusive actions to silence the press. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Midvale-based group Indigenous Health and Wellness Connections is hosting a healing and prayer event on Sunday. It's part of Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Awareness Day. It'll be held at Warm Springs Park at 1 p.m. in Salt Lake. The goal is to educate people about the violent risks Native American communities face. It will also honor Native Americans who've been murdered and lost. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, 1986. That's the last time Halley's Comet passed through our solar system. And while it's not yet set to come back until 2061, this weekend you can get some Halley's Comet adjacent views. Here's KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington.
This Sunday, there's a high chance we could see hundreds of shooting stars showering the night sky. Those shooting stars are called cosmic litter, basically the stream of ice and dust left behind by the passage of Halley's Comet. These tiny meteoroids get swept up by Earth's atmosphere, producing brief streaks of light. These particular meteors originate from a point in the sky by the constellation Aquarius. So this shower is called Eta Aquariae. The peak of the shower is going to be this Sunday morning.
The best time to see it is between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. Sunday morning. Let me know how it looks, okay? Trending on social media, Star Wars actor Mark Hamill stopped by the White House ahead of May the 4th tomorrow. Hamill said President Biden told him, call me Joe. Hamill suggested a better idea.
Can I call you Obi-Wan Kenobi?
You know, President Obi-Wan Kenobi sort of has a ring to it, right? The three things you need to know this hour. First,
an FBI agent held up a garden pick and a shovel in the Chad Daybell trial today, saying they found these in his garage and believed they were used to bury the remains of 16-year-old Tylee Ryan. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, just a short time ago, a judge found gubernatorial candidate Phil Lyman's running mate ineligible for office. We're going to hear more from KSL TV's Lindsay Ertz live from the courthouse. Coming up, third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Left lane blocked with an accident. Southbound I-15 approaching 72nd South. That's adding to the delays that we have from Murray into Bluffdale. And Bangor Highway, it has just seen stop-and-go speed southbound from I-80 to California Avenue. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny skies for our Saturday with temperatures back in the 70s, but cool changes moving by Sunday. I'm Kevin Eubank.
55 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Now our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sieverson. A longtime Donald Trump aide was on the stand for the prosecution in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. She said a 2016 TV show video was a potential crisis and also was asked about a porn star. At the New York courthouse, ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The prosecutor's assertion is that the Access Hollywood tape
and the crisis that Hope Hicks says it was the motivating factor for Trump to pay off Stormy Daniels $130,000 in hush money to make sure voters did not learn of her claim of a sexual tryst with Trump, which he does deny.
Negotiations continue in Cairo for a Gaza ceasefire and hostages release. The U.S. military expects to finish building a floating pier in the next weeks to get more aid in, says a U.S. official. Many parts of Houston bracing for catastrophic flooding later tonight as heavy downpours continue. The mayor, John Whitmire.
I want Houstonians to know that everyone is in place. Our first responders are here. You can see the resources and equipment that is prepared for peak levels.
Responding to reports about a police officer helping clear protesters from a building at Columbia University, NYPD Assistant Chief Carlos Valdez.
During the course of this operation, while clearing an unoccupied vacant area of the building on the first floor, one ESU member, a sergeant, did unintentionally discharge one round from his firearm. The sergeant was attempting to assist other officers in gaining entry to a locked office to make sure there was no one hiding inside.
Among the Americans receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom at the White House today for contributions to society, the woman who campaigned for Juneteenth, who's 97, President Biden.
Ms. Hopa Lee made it her mission to make history, not erase it. We're a better nation because of you. Thank you.
Presenting it to Opal Lee. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the KSL In Depth. Developing news on KSL, it is official. Phil Lyman's running mate Lane Bangeter has just been found ineligible to run for lieutenant governor. KSL-TV's Lindsay Ertz was at the court hearing this afternoon. She's joining us live. So, Lindsay, tell us a little bit more about the decision. Was it made relatively quickly?
Yeah, Jeff, well, it took about an hour for the judge here at the 3rd District Court to go and make a decision on this. But I will tell you it has taken all afternoon because this hearing's at 1 o'clock today. Arguments did till about 3:30, and then judge made a ruling about 4:30, 4:45. And so it's taken all afternoon, really, to get this decision. But ultimately, the dust is settled here with this Phil Lyman and Lane Bangeter pick because the judge has ruled he is not eligible for the ballot. And what that means is that Phil Lyman will now have to pick a new running mate for the June primary. And we just caught up with him just seconds ago, in fact, and he tells us that the lieutenant governor's office will accept his new running mate until noon. He has till noon on Monday to pick a new person and get that person filed and into the office. And so by Monday, we'll know who Phil Lyman's new mate will be.
He's not going to the Utah Supreme Court to challenge this judge's decision?
Well, he did not specify that he plans to appeal. Perhaps that's a possibility still, but he did not make that known to us. He said he will running mate. So we do believe that that's the path he will take. I just don't know that there's time anymore for him to continue to fight this where the June primary happens June 25th and he's got to pick a new running mate in order to get ballots printed. That's really the issue here is that there was at least one other county clerk in the courtroom today who is literally waiting on this decision to know how to type out their ballots because they have to be sent it in the mail by Friday to certain overseas voters.
Thanks for the update from court. KSL-TV's Lindsay Ertz. It's 519. Now, your traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Two crashes on southbound I-15, one just before 72nd South. A new one in Draper at 114th South. But you will see consistent delays southbound I-15 from 4500 South Murray to Bluffdale. And the crash in Midvale just before 72nd is blocking the HOV lane. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow at the point up to Bangor Highway. And it's still a little busy as you're going from 33rd South to the 6th South exit. Slowing westbound on the 201, 5600 West into Magna. And also some delays. And it's both directions of 3500 South. And this is west of Bangor Highway. Josh?
Usual long wait remains southbound Mountain View Corridor from the 201 to 35th South. I-15 in Utah County getting a lot busier. Southbound I-15 has heavy delays from Pioneer Crossing through to Linden. On the northbound side, you've got heavy to stop and go delays from Orem through Linden, then moderate delays, Pleasant Grove to American Fork. On Pioneer Crossing, though, it's lighter than usual and at good speeds. Similar story for Timpanogos Highway either direction. Steve?
Well, it's a decent drive for the most part if you're on northbound 15 from downtown Salt Lake. Still a bit thick at 2300 north, but after that, you're good to go into Davis County. A few more light slowdowns at 5600 south in Roy. Still thick and slow on southbound 15, though, from 31st Street in Ogden down into Sunset. 215 Westside Belt busy at 2300 North, and we have good speeds, though, on Legacy and Highway 89, which, by the way, speaking of Highway 89, it will close tonight at 8 o'clock so crews can install a new water pipeline. That's northbound Highway 89, closing at SR 193. Update your kitchen with Durden's Appliance, where they meet any competitor's price. Visit Durden's.com or on 5th South and Bountiful. Durden's, brand you know, at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
The KSL 7-day forecast starts off warm and breezy on Saturday with a high of 77 under mostly sunny skies. But a cold storm will move in Sunday. Valley rain, scattered thunderstorms, and snow in our mountains. In fact, the cold air really gets going Sunday night into Monday, and that has the potential to drive some of that snow down to our benches. Scattered showers linger on Monday and Tuesday with highs in the 50s, partly cloudy and drier by the end of the week with temperatures getting back to the upper 50s and low 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 55 degrees, your 7-day forecast. Brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We'll check the markets in just a moment.
Stay here. Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
All the old paintings on the tomb, they do the sand dance, don't you know?